that award ceremony, Lou.
Oh, it was epic. I would like to take the opportunity to thank Bob and Cammy.
Yeah.
Dale and Tammy.
There you go. It rhymes.
For making their trip in.
Yep.
It was very nice to see some of the old faces.
Right on.
And a good time was had by all. Thank you again.
Very good, Lou. So we have Bear news. This is Super Bowl edition, Lou. Robbie Gould still loves the Bears. This is a very special year for me, Gould said. But I love the city of Chicago. I always will. Once a Bear, always a Bear. I truly mean that. Lou, what do you think about that?
I think that's old Robbie taking a big bag of Morton's and just throwing it into the McCaskey wound. As a matter of fact, I don't want to do a spoiler here, but I think Robbie Gould is going to be responsible for at least 15 points this Super Bowl.
Well, wait till we get to those prop bets, Lou, because...
I'm just saying, we're talking about Robbie Gould, and I'm just Robbie Golden.
All right. Matt Nagy was the... was the Chiefs offensive coordinator. Lou just reared up like a horse. Worked on Patrick Mahomes' rookie season. Now, he said, Nagy was amazing with me in my transition into the NFL. Being able to relate to me, being able to go out there and let me play fast and be who I am. Apparently, he was better as an offensive coordinator than he was head coach, Lou.
Nagy. Get rid of him.
Finally, Lou, this...
Head coach Kyle Long. Kyle Long, the new head coach.
Kyle Schlong is the head coach. Finally, before the Super Bowl, the Bears announced they're raising their prices on tickets, and they are moving from their training facility in Bourbonnais, Illinois, and moving to Halas Hall, where nobody can look at them. So, what... So talk about two fan unfriendly acts, Lou.
Well, let's, what was the first point?
First point is they're raising ticket prices over at Soldier Field, all the tickets.
You know what?
That's the
NFL. They can.
That's right. That's the product.
Nothing
exactly.
To go out. You know what? There's still, the last I knew, we could not get tickets right now if we wanted to get on the waiting list.
That's
you
good,
know,
good
you
point,
pay up
Lou.
For the seat prices. They got them by the balls. They can do whatever they want.
There you go. People that's life, gonna, Lou. Life is tough.
You know, it's like the Flub fans. You know, how do you like those tickets now that your team sucked? You know, I bet you like seeing $10 tickets on StubHub.
$60 to sit in the bleachers or whatever it is.
Yeah, you know what? Just there. Price it out. Price it out.
What about moving from Bourbonnais to Halas Hall?
You know, I really don't give a shit about that. When I first moved to Chicago as a tender young Giants fan, moving out on my own.
Didn't you get the first TV TV broadcast of the Giants in a bar one time? You said that you would bring five people in every week.
Oh, yes. That was Kelly's on the Green.
Kelly's on the Green.
Dave Amato and Mike Kelly, thank you very much for your hospitality in 91 and 92.
Hilarious.
If any of you folks are out there listening, come on down.
All right, great. So, are you ready, Lou? Every year we do this.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm not done.
All right, go ahead. The Bear.
When I first came here,
yeah,
they were practicing in Lake Forest anyway.
Right.
So what's the big deal? They're coming back to their roots. They're a Chicago team. What the hell are they doing down in East?
But I think they were using
Kankakee or Bourbonnais or what? I'm sure the Legion Hall is going
to
be pretty
I had to
pissed.
Go to Bourbonnais once, and I was shocked on how long it took me to get from the city to Bourbonnais. I mean, God, it's like 2 hours or something.
It's obviously not working for the psyche of the Bears, I'll tell you that.
That's right, Lou.
Maybe they need to drink a few beers and do a little partying before practice.
They'll be doing that up in Lake Forest.
Well, they got plenty of time to do that now. That's for damn sure.
All right, Lou, let's clear the decks. The Super Bowl prop bets. We have a theme song. There it is.
There it is.
There it is.
Oh, one of my favorite songs.
All right, number
one. All right, number one.
Who will win, Lou?
Kansas City.
KC, all right. The coin toss, heads or tails?
Tails.
Coin toss, who will win that toss?
San Francisco.
All right. Time of the national anthem by Demi Lovato. The over and the under is 2 minutes.
How old is Demi Lovato?
I don't know. Do you know how old
Tom?
Demi Lovato.
Special guest in our podcast, Tom.
Do you know how old? Oh, you can't speak.
Feigning
okay.
Laryngitis. Yes. Stay off the podcast.
All right. I don't know. Is she 30? I don't know.
All right. I'm going to go over 2 minutes because I'm going to think she's young. I haven't heard from her, so she's got to have some good long.
All right. Will the game be tied again after starting 0-0?
Yes.
Ooh.
Well, like, that's a new one.
That's a new one. I'm doing my research.
All right. Of course you are.
First.
There it is, right on the script.
First touchdown. Player number, over under 26.5.
Over.
All right. Here's our custom made, Lou. This is our custom made prop question.
All right.
Nobody else has this in the U.S. What will appear in the first Super Bowl TV ad, the first break after the kickoff? A kid, an animal, a pop culture reference or celebrity, a sexy dame, violence, a social statement, or a fart?
Fart!
Lou, you take fart every year, and fart never makes it.
You know what?
First ad.
It may be orange this year, you never know.
All right, Lou, how many wardrobe changes for J-Lo at halftime? The over and under is 2.5. How many times will she change clothes, Lou?
God, I'd like to see that. Not to be perv in any way, but God, I like to see. That's great. It's like a pit crew.
Exactly.
It's all together with Velcro.
I think Lou wants to be on that dressing team, everybody. Yeah. So let's.
I'm going to go three.
You're going to go three, eh? So you're going over.
Okay.
It's an over-under. Very good.
Will she show a belly piercing?
Well, that's another one. Will J-Lo or any other performer speak Spanish during halftime? Yes or no? It's a heavily Hispanic crew that's doing the halftime show, Lou.
I mean, other than telling somebody to move the camera to the left? No, I don't see that happening.
You don't see that happening. All right. How many Robbie Gould field goals will allow San Francisco to take the lead? The over-under 1.5, meaning... He will hit.
How many times they go into the lead with Robbie Gould?
When he kicks a field goal, exactly.
When he kicks a field
goal.
The
over-under is 1.5.
Does an extra point count?
No, it's a field goal. That's the question. So he kicks a field goal, they go in the lead, that's one. He kicks another field goal, they go in the lead, that's two.
Oh, four.
So you're going over.
Oh, well, I'm going four. Who wants to go over under four? Robbie Gould is going to win it if Kansas City doesn't.
Highest scoring quarter, Lou. This is always a tough one.
Fourth.
Combined final score, Lou, odd or even?
Odd.
All right. What color Gatorade will be poured on the coach? Clear, orange, red, green, lime, yellow, blue, purple, or none? Last year was none.
I'm going to go red.
He's going red. Better red than dead. Number of Donald Trump tweets on Super Bowl Sunday. Believe it or not, Lou, the over-under is 13.5. Over-under that.
Over.
Over.
Fuck.
And finally, Lou, will the Dow Jones average, or as we know it, the DJAIIA, go up or down on Monday after the game?
Up.
Up, he says. Sell, sell, sell. Bye, bye, bye. So finally, Lou, your score prediction, and how will the scenario end the game?
38-36.
Wow. On a Robbie goal. No, you said.
If San Francisco wins, it's on a field goal. If they don't win, it's on a Mahomes touchdown.
There you go. So it's going to go 38-36 either way.
Either
that's your
way.
Score. All right. That's a good compromise, Lou. Finally, your question of the week.
I'm all ears.
If you could move Training Day from the Sovereign to anywhere else, where would it be and why? To go with the Bears.
Hallis Hall.
Hallis Hall doesn't get any better Hall. Than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase.
Tell Dan at Hallis Hall. Have an outstanding week.
And go Bears.
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Bogus Sports Memorabilia Service. If you need a game used football from Super Bowl I, think, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou.